There is widespread anger among Muslim academics and students for what they call the University of Pretoria's forcible closure of the Salah facility at its health sciences faculty. The Salah facility of the Musalla at the Prince of Campus, close to the Steve Biko Academic Hospital, was closed on June the 20th to make way for renovations to the library. To discuss the issue with us, we have the chairperson of the Muslim Students Association at Tux, Mudassar Sayed, and Tux PSC chairperson, Nasiha Juma. Mudassar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum. Unfortunately, Mudassar couldn't make it today. So my name is Maryam Obi. I'm the vice chair of the MSA.
All right, Maryam, jazakumullah for your time. And we've got Nasiha Juma also on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, Maryam, if I can start with you. Having read the reports, the university claims that they gave adequate notice of the building extensions and that the stipulated requirements from Muslim students made it difficult for them to allocate an alternate facility. Is there any truth to that?
So to clarify that point, the university didn't initially even contact us. It was a private contractor that informed one of the Muslim medical students that was reading Salah on the facility and informed him and said, listen, we need to start working here. Please remove your stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he then contacted the MSA and informed us. And we were very confused on the whole situation because if the university initially contacted us, we would have been able to make an arrangement and change everything. That's why the whole situation started, because we had to understand what was going on. And then when after that, the university claimed they made the adequate changes and arrangements for us, but they expected us to book a room in order to pray when it's like somewhat of 110 students, and having to inform them weekly or even daily on changing the room wasn't going to work out. So we couldn't accept the requirements that they gave us.
Nasiha, there are claims that the vice-chancellor and others were sympathetic. Where does the buck stop here? Who was actually responsible for this decision? Nasiha, are you still there?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, can you just repeat what you said?
Yes, I say that some of the reports suggest that when this matter went to the vice-chancellor, he was sympathetic. He kind of acknowledged that the matter wasn't handled very well. Where does the buck stop here? Who was actually responsible for this decision?
From the reports, there was, a sense of sympathy, given to students, but there was no any resolution. So sympathy doesn't really help in a situation like this. Responsibility boils down to Prof. Dayaha and Prof. Susan. They were responsible for this.
Maryam, the one argument put forth was that, look, it's a secular university. There are people of so many different religious beliefs. We can't accommodate for everyone's needs all of the time. That said, though, it seemed like the Salah facility allocated to Muslims was more used than any facility allocated to any of the other religious faiths.
That's true. And the point that we as the Muslim Student Association try to make is the fact that we are not against any religion, but no one needs to come down on us for putting forth and standing up for our own religion. It's a matter of us doing what we need to do to accommodate our religion and make sure that our religion is important in our lives. And if anyone else feels like they need to do this as well, it falls on them and them, their institution, to fulfill that. It shouldn't be a matter of us having to advocate for all religions when not every religion is doing it for themselves.
Nasiha, what do you think is at the root of this? Is it just the university, rather, not taking the needs of Muslims into consideration to the extent that they should? Or is it something beyond that? Is it perhaps Islamophobia?
I definitely think not taking the needs of the Muslim students into consideration boils down to Islamophobia. Previously, I've never personally had issues with UP in terms of this, but this is quite striking and is a very serious matter. And I definitely think something serious needs to be done about it, because if we leave it, we're basically letting Islamophobia slide, which isn't okay.
So, Maryam, where to from here? What options do Muslim students have?
So for now, inshallah, we're trying to work with the university and negotiate further. We're trying to organize a sit-down meeting so that there's no miscommunication and so that our facts can be brought in properly without having the back and forth of emails, which is what's been going on at the moment. And we're just waiting on the university to let us know when they're available to have this meeting with us so that we can actually make a solution and not just have something in the air or where we'll provide this and we'll do this, but it never actually happens for the Muslim students. So inshallah, that's our next hope, to have that meeting so we can get solid facilities, inshallah.
Inshallah. Finally then, Nasiha, are you optimistic that things would be resolved? Do you think that the fact that this has become public knowledge will actually put some pressure on the university to do the right thing by Muslim students?
I'm hoping so. I think the MSA body of this year is quite a strong executive force, and I think that by taking matters to the public is definitely a good thing, to highlight the lack of the social injustice placed upon them. So I definitely do think with the public support, the pressure will be felt by the university for change to be done.
All right, Maryam and Nasiha, we thank you both for your time this morning and all the best. Hopefully it will work out, inshallah.
JazakAllah so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum.
Vice Chairperson of the Muslim Student Association at TACS, that was Maryam, and the Chairperson of the PSC at TACS, Nasiha Juma, talking to us about the whole situation there with regards the Musalla, the Salah facility.